Eleanor? Come on in. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Oh, one question. Where am I? Who are you? And what's going on?
Right. So, you, Eleanor Shellstrop, are dead. Your life on Earth has ended, and you are now in the next phase of your existence in the universe.
Cool. I have some questions.
Thought you might.
How did I die? I don't remember.
Yes. In cases of traumatic or embarrassing deaths, we erase the memory to allow for a peaceful transition. Are you sure you want to hear?
Yeah.
All right. So you were in a grocery store parking lot. You dropped a bottle of something called Lonely Gal Margarita Mix for One. And when you bent down to pick it up, a long column of shopping carts that were being returned to the shopping cart collection area rolled out of control and plowed right into you.
Oof! That's how I died?
No, sorry, there's more. You were able to grab onto the front of the column of shopping carts, but it swept you right out into the street, where you were struck and killed by a mobile billboard truck advertising an erectile dysfunction pill called Engorgulate. Funnily enough, the first EMT to arrive was an ex-boyfriend of
yours.
Okay,
that I get it. Thank you. May 5th, 2024. Hello!
Hi!
Perhaps you have noticed a change in TWIP.
We
have swapped the openings over to quotes from The Good Place, which is the best show ever in the history of all time. So it's something I've been wanting to do for years since we saw the show, and I was like, I don't have the time for that. When am I going to be able to do it? And then I briefly looked into it today, and I found out it was really easy. And so now here we are.
And yeah, we're gonna do that now.
Yeah. So, there you go. Okay, let's talk about news. We actually have a tiny little bit of actual news this
My
week.
My goodness.
Yes? The Pendant Shakespeare's Henry VI Part II, the script, should be going to cast for recording for the first episode this month.
All right.
So in just a couple of weeks, that will be in production, which means if production goes smoothly and everything's good, we will probably premiere sometime this summer. We don't have a premiere date yet. We're going to, of course, see how the production goes, make sure everything's going smoothly. And the director, Jeff Robinson, and dramaturge, Morgan Sewell, and the cast and everybody is all gelling and everything's going perfect and good and everybody's happy. We'll set a premiere date. But it should probably be this summer. So maybe like late summer. Look for that.
Cool.
Yeah. And then?
And then? It's time for international numbers.
Yeah. All right, babes. Here we go. The Pendant Shakespeare went up to number 35 in drama in Hungary.
Hungary again.
The Kingery went up to number 16 in sci-fi in Thailand.
Oh.
And number 14 in sci-fi in Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
The Writer's Block went up to number 44 in the arts category in Canada.
Hello, Canadian friends.
Active Radioactive Radio went up to number 4 in sci-fi in Turkey.
Okay, that's fascinating.
Isn't it? This is so fascinating. Why is it suddenly popular there? I do too.
I miss that show. We keep saying we're gonna...
We're very busy.
I know.
We're doing so much right now, you don't even know, but we'll tell you about it when we can.
Yes.
Anyway, and then Tilly's Trans Tuesdays popped up in all kinds of places. Check this out. It was number 40 in personal journals in Denmark, number 40 in Denmark and Bulgaria, number 12 in Singapore, number 9 in Finland, and number 26 in Austria. Right?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Welcome.
So,
you're probably wondering what this show is. Well, it's unprofessional and
a little bit newsy and a whole lot nonsensey.
It's like 10% news, 90% nonsense.
That's us. That's our brand.
I mean, that is true.
Welcome to TWIP.
From Ontario, Canada, we have the voice actress formerly known as Rachel Crosby, Rachel Kornick. Hello.
Hi, Jordan. How are you?
Somebody got married.
I got married.
Got to update the cast list on Pendant.
I know the name change is a whole jiggery pokery. That is a lot of paperwork. That patriarchy. What can I say?
Yeah. It's here in the States too.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. I believe it.
How are you today?
I am very good today. It's like the first warm day here in Ontario for a long time. We actually finally got some sun today. So
Awesome.
it's been a lovely little day.
I
Thank you.
love Ontario. I love going up to Toronto. It's one of my favorite cities in the world.
It's so vibrant. We have so much culture and so much diversity. It's beautiful,
And
beautiful.
it's so clean. It is one of the cleanest subways I've ever been on.
What? Really?
It's been a while, but
Well, that's fair.
admittedly, it's been a while.
No, I'd love to hear that. That makes us feel so good as Canadians. I speak for all of them, obviously, but
I was up there maybe 2 summers before the zombie apocalypse hit
Oh,
in
yes. Oh,
2020.
yes.
I took my family on a trip to Niagara Falls and Toronto, and we just went all over the city. I had a great time.
Oh, because there's
Loved
so
it.
much. That's wonderful. There's so much to see on our wonderfully like clean subways and our generally polite population, I guess.
Yes.
What was your favorite part of that trip? Do you remember?
We did a little cruise around the lake. Kind of out to the islands and back.
Oh, so
And it was
nice.
nice. It was really relax. It was kind of a more relaxing thing. It was really weird. A heat wave had hit, and it was actually hotter in Toronto than it was here in Atlanta.
Okay,
The
that's
key
crazy.
difference being cars in Toronto and buses, they don't necessarily have air conditioning.
That is actually true.
And it was really needed that day. That
We
whole
were,
week, actually.
as a population, we were just unprepared.
No.
These open windows are not going to cut it.
No, we didn't. We did decide to take a break from the bus tour and hop into Eaton Center.
Just for the air conditioning.
Just the air conditioning. I
A
mean,
100%. Oh my
yeah.
God. Yeah.
Go into a 3-story mall just to get out of the heat. Sure. That
Just
makes
for a
sense.
break.
Right. Yeah. We stayed across at a Marriott across the street from the CN Tower, so that was nice.
you were right in the thick of like tourist area.
Yeah, we were, but we did a lot of our own thing. My wife and I have we've gotten caught up in the tourist thing before, but that's a story for another time. This is your
Oh,
interview.
wait, no, but that's way to bury the lead there, Jordan. What do you
Let's put it this way. Honeymoon, dinner cruise, signed up, spur of the moment, and we were the youngest couple there by like 40 years.
Oh my
Don't know how that happened.
goodness, what?
Yeah.
Did you make a lot of friends?
There was one other couple that were like, what did we get into? And we're like, I don't know.
But you're in it together.
Don't
Oh
know
my
what I did.
goodness. That's a
Yeah.
that I miss those details in this story though. Like I feel like we need another podcast just for that one.
We might. So welcome to TWIP.
Happy to
So
be here.
let's see. Let's jump in. I want to know how you got into voice acting.
Well, I got into voice acting through basically stage acting. I went to school for music theater performance. And so I palled around Toronto for a while doing the classic musical theater jazz hands bit. And I really enjoyed that. But I think you kind of get tired sometimes of the touring life and kind of being shipped around and being nomadic. So once I started to settle down, kind of got out of the city, stage work was becoming less important to me. And then, of course, as you said, the zombie apocalypse hit. And that's when I started to take it what I'd been sort of doing on the side as an additional tool in my, you know, actor tool belt, which was voice acting. I kind of started doing it a lot more seriously, more actively, which worked out great because at that time there was nothing to be put on stage. Everything was over Zoom. Everything was, you know, kind of these dramatic plays were having a resurgence. So that's when I really started to, you know, take it really seriously and give it a lot more of a strong focus. So that's kind of how I started with it. And at the same time, I had just had my first kid during that time. And so I was watching a lot of Sesame Street, like a crazy amount of Sesame Street. And
respect.
Right. And like, I started just trying to pick up those voices because it was utterly delightful to my daughter. So yeah, so that really came in handy during long at home COVID playtime. Just get
I
all
did the same thing. I did the count.
Really? The count was your go-to? Okay, yes. Perfect.
Can I? One, two. Yeah. Kids are so easily amazed when they're that little.
100%. Like, she thought I was so cool. I'd throw in a little cookie monster and you wouldn't believe what, you know, she would be, you know, if I tell her to clean up her toys, but it's like, cookie, what you clean? He's like, yeah.
Love it. Very cool. So what was the first thing you found in voice acting?
So I think one of my first regular kind of gigs was I was doing a lot of those countdown videos on YouTube. Those like the 10 scariest places to visit in the city, or the 5 craziest scenes from Hoarders. I was doing a lot of those. So that was actually, those were a lot of fun. That's, I would edit the scripts as well because I really enjoy writing. So I would be creating the scripts, and then I would have this very quick turnaround time to get as many of these recordings out as fast as possible because those, you know, get that YouTube algorithm. So you can probably still find the 5 best places for you to find, you know, you can still find that buried somewhere in YouTube.
Nice. And then you made your way to Pendant.
I did. I had always been coveting getting into Pendant. I have always loved. Oh gosh, yes. Because like, people know about it. It's all in the forums. People are talking about it. They've been around for so long.
They are awesome.
They're awesome. Their scripts are so solid.
No. You don't say they, because you are a pendulum.
Oh, I guess I don't know. I just feel
we are awesome.
I'm super chuffed to be a part of it because I have always loved their work. And so I took a stab and just was like, I am brand new to all of this and I'd love to just audition for whatever you have. I first started with The Squid, which has been going along. Oh my God. I think I've been doing The Squid for a couple years actually. And the character just keeps growing and shifting and changing. And it's probably the most fun I've ever had doing voiceover work as a voice actor. It is an absolute blast.
That happens with a lot of our characters. They're meant to be like this one-off, and then all of a sudden they run one of the families on the Kingery, or they become long, you know, recurring kind of thing.
Yeah, it's so fun to watch it and all the watch, like not just mine, but all the characters kind of evolve and change over time, and the performances from the other actors as well is just an absolute blast.
So when you auditioned for the emotional support squid, did you know what you were auditioning for?
I mean, now like that I see the evolution of the squid, absolutely not. I just I thought I was going for like cute, cuddly AI, and my voice tends to kind of sound young and kind of has that sort of cartoon quality at times. And I was like, well, this is very fun, and this is an adorable squid. But like, it was always this hint of like adorable squid, and then like, and then a little blip of something dark, and it's just started as a blip, and then it's just like, oh, this really truly is an evil journey. This is mm-hmm. I had no idea where it would go, and I'm always, every time that I send my lines, and I'm like, I can't wait to see what happens next with this. I love it when they say just like, go for it for 2 minutes of making the most like craziest sounds that you think the squid would make. We're just going to use, we just need background noise of the squid. That's probably one of my favorite things I can do, is like, they just go 2 minutes, weird squid sounds. I'm like, yeah.
You also have a lot of laughing, if I remember correctly.
I do.
That maniacal, evil, I'm going to kill everyone kind of laugh.
Yeah. It's terrifying to my family sometimes when they overhear. I'm just like,
yeah. There was one time I was like, hey, honey, I've got to record screaming. Don't worry.
Everything's fine. Yeah. There's been a few times when my daughter has knocked on the door and she's like, Mom, and I'm in the middle of like, I don't know, a murderous scene, and it's like, it's okay, honey. It's just acting. It's okay. I just pretend. It's like, Mom, you sound weird.
Mommy, okay, kill Elmo? No,
honey, no. It's just like, but you sound like Elmo. Yeah.
What do they call that? Occupational hazard?
Yeah, right? It's just like, I don't like that, Mama. It's okay, baby. It's okay.
So, is there something specific about the emotional support squid? You gotta love the way that just sounds, emotional support squid. Is there a particular scene from last season that you have been, because you haven't started with, have you started with next season yet?
No, I just got the script.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We're not mid-season. We're between seasons.
Yeah.
So is there a scene from last season that's like stuck out as, yeah, I really like that one?
Oh my goodness. I mean, that's really hard to choose because that's really hard.
We ask the hard-hitting questions here at Twitch.
You do. You just, oh my God, guys, you get me right on the spot here. I think it's when the squid finally kills Jeppy. I think
that was so sad, but so hilarious.
It was so sad. It was so violent. It was, but the turn of the squid just going full evil was that has stuck in my head. But you know what, if I were to choose the type of dialogue I really like recording too, it is like, now I'm just gonna just keep throwing all these cookies and candies at it, you guys and the writers and everything, because it's when the squid just like waxes poetic about humanity,
right?
it makes me laugh every time because it's such a, like, I see the squid's point. It's so dark, and it's so fatalistic about humanity, and it's so intelligent, but also still, you know, is so giggly and adorable and squishy, and also it's a beautiful little microcosm of like hope and despair in one AI squid.
You gotta hand it to the writers.
Brilliant. It's and brilliant.
Let's start by saying we're going into season, oh my God, 13. Oh,
yep. Yeah. My God.
13. Season 13 of The Kingery.
Yep.
So that's, you know, wild. The writers are doing something right.
1,000%. Well said. Absolutely. Absolutely. What I'd love to be a fly on the wall of how they come up with the scripts of the writer's room. I would love to be in that writer's room.
I know they've talked about it on some of the past interviews that we've done.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to dig those up, because I don't know what it was off the top of my head.
I think I'm going to have to, because their process. I mean, I want to hear that. I need to hear the tea. I need to get the tea.
Right? Listen to the commentaries too.
Oh, yes.
You have I to love... listen to the commentaries with all the shows, but
oh, yes.
Especially you get the writers in with the Kingery commentary
yes.
tracks. And it's so much, they're always fun to listen to, but sometimes it gets really interesting. It's like you learn so much.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's they're a wonderful bunch. They got to keep doing this because it's I don't think anything like to have this. How do I put this? To have this kind of longevity and like consistent output and quality is just it's truly not just a labor of love for them. Like it is a passion, and it is wonderful just to be just a small little evil part of that.
Well said. Well said. So you have also done some Shakespeare.
Some Shakespeare.
Shakespeare here at Pendant. Pericles.
Yes, I did do a small role in Pericles. It's obviously very different. It was just a small thing that I had to like. I did a lot of Shakespeare, obviously, in college. So I had to kind of brush off. That's a Freudian. Brush up on on like what is iambic pentameter again? Like try to get all this like college knowledge of Shakespeare back. Thankfully, they're not as strict and as purist as my college professors were, so I could have a little more fun with it. But I mean, fun is a bit of a stretch because I believe my character in Pericles like was having an incestuous relationship with her father, and it was not. It's classic gross Shakespeare, you know. But so not quite.
The Greeks have nothing on him.
Yeah. Right. Right. I mean, Pendant, again, they just, I can't even say they dip their toes, obviously, right? In different genres. Like they're just like, you know what? This, and then they just leap, and but it still always has the Pendant edge, you know? It always has, and I say this nicely, it always smells like him. Always smells like Pendant. And that's a huge compliment.
So, planning on doing more with Pendant?
Oh, sorry. Am I doing anything more?
Yeah, with Pendant, more Shakespeare or more
other stuff? Yeah, I have. Right now, it's The Squid. I would love to do more. My life is a little, it's a bit of a silly goose right now. Pendant has been like with me throughout pretty much like these huge, milestones in my own life. Like I had my first child when I was doing The Squid. I now have a 1-year-old, so I have 2 kids. And Pendant has been through the whole thing. Pendant was there through the pandemic. Like it's kind of wild to think about how my life has evolved kind of alongside the work I'm doing with them. Time is a fleeting thing that I am trying to claw back into my world. And I wish I had more time to kind of pursue more stuff with not just Pendant, but in general. But I think I need my children to be slightly more autonomous before I can take anything else on right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you have children, asking them, even older kids, asking them to be quiet for just a nice, you know, solid hour is sometimes.
My girls are happy to go and hang out in their rooms on their phones.
Oh, yeah. And they just.
No, mine are like, where are we at now? 15 and 17. So.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so they're like,
world.
I want, yeah, they're a little bit like, that's fine. I want nothing to do with you, Dad. That's cool.
Hi, Dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tough age. I think those are tough ages. I don't know if it ever gets easier. Tell me something about that, Jordan. Does it get, do they just jump from needing you too much to not needing you at all? Tell me there's something in between that's peaceful.
No. They're always going to need you whether they want to admit it or not.
Okay. Well, that's kind of beautiful.
And they're always going to love you whether they want you to know it or not.
That is also a sweet and dark comfort.
Well, you play an emotional support squid that's hell-bent on destroying humanity, so you get it.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm not playing like an angry, you know, hormonal 17-year-old, then really what am I doing as an emotional support squid? Right. They're all over the place, that squid. So, you know.
Okay, I do have to say, I have one major problem with the squid. You killed the chocolatier.
Ah, I know.
There's a moral, the murder part's not the problem. You killed the chocolatier.
I know. It was a choice that had to be made. It was a death that had to happen. I mean,
couldn't you like kill the guy that makes pork rinds or, you know?
It would make sense. But I think
it doesn't contribute to society.
But doesn't it makes you kind of hate that squid. There's got to be the where they go too far. And I understand, Jordan, what you're telling me. The chocolatier, too far. The chocolatier was too far. Too far. I'm sorry. I'm sorry on behalf of squid.
Chocolatiers, coffee roasters, baristas. Oh. Yeah, anybody in that era.
There are limits. There are limits. They are lifeblood. And if I really wanted, or as in the squid, really wanted to hurt humanity, I mean, that's who I would go after.
Yeah. I get it. I don't have to like it, but I get it.
I know.
So I know you said you're like really busy and everything, but do you have any other projects going on at this point? Or are you just kind of resetting? And
I think I'm resetting, to be honest. I'm kind of regrouping. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just simply like the grind of life. I am deeply missing doing more creative projects. But again, now that my kids are getting a bit older and a little sprinkle of autonomy, and then I can kind of regroup and kind of find that energy in me to kind of pursue this again with the vigor of a murderous, adorable squid. That's what I'd like to find with that kind of goal.
I do want to swing back to one thing you said before. Sure. You said you did musicals.
I did.
So you sing.
I do.
Kelly, we have another singer. So you're on the hook, just so you know.
Oh, I would be delighted. I would be delighted. I don't get to stretch that muscle as much as I want. But when I do, yeah. I mean, it's fun. It's like I try to explain to my kids, or, you know, sometimes my partner, I go, you know, when you sing, you're actually exercising all of the exact same muscles as screaming. You're just doing it on pitch and it's nicer to hear. So it's a wonderful way to get that anger out of your system, to get your big emotions on the outside. So highly recommend screaming / singing. To anybody who's feeling those big emotions.
Sing well, so it sounds like screaming whether we intend it to or not.
It's okay, but that's beautiful. I think I don't think you need to be a good singer in order to enjoy singing and sing. I think very few people actually can't sing. They just have been told at some point that, you know, they don't have it, but it's, I don't think that's true. Unless you are actually, you know, tone deaf, which almost nobody is, then I hear somebody say, I don't think I can sing, I go, oh my gosh, just give me like 10 minutes. And I'd love to prove you wrong about that, because it's such a good purge. So not today, Jordan, but I will encourage you to.
So there are a couple levels, right? There's can't sing. Mm-hmm. There's okay, maybe I can sing, but there's absolutely no way I could sing in front of another person, and then
Yet.
there's maybe I can sing in a group and, put me on stage.
1,000%. It's all just practice. It's muscle memory. I know I'm kind of like, I mean, I spent like a lot of money learning how to do this. And I don't mean that like in a as a flex. I mean that's like you make zero money doing this. Let me give one person the confidence to sing with my very expensive education. Please, it would make me feel real good if I could encourage somebody else to do it.
There you go. Okay. Can people find you on social media?
They can. Yes, I am
Do you
at.
want them to?
I mean, it's a lot of pictures of my cats, a lot of pictures of my kids. And sometimes, I look like a cartoon goth mummy. But apart from that, have at it, guys.
Love it.
I'm at Oh Hey Ray with underscores at Instagram. And yeah, that's all just the relatively boring goings on of my life.
Okay. Very cool. All right. So now we have bonus or bonus questions. Bullet questions.
Oh,
Obligatory bonus set of questions that we're gonna
okay.
have.
I'm so sweaty. I'm so excited. Here we go.
All right.
Shake. Okay, here we
First
go.
thing that comes to mind doesn't necessarily, there are no wrong answers for the most part.
Okay, you say that, but I got it. I need to preface this with like, I think my greatest nightmare is being asked like, tell me a fun fact about yourself, like in a icebreaker. Like, do you have? I gotta ask you now. I'm turning it around, Jordan, and then I swear.
Okay.
Okay, tell me when someone says to you at an icebreaker or of any sort, and they're like, say a fact about you. Like, do you have one at the go-to? Do you have one? Like, what would you say right now?
I don't have one prepped, but if I'm on a call, like when I was on calls for work or something, I was meeting a customer for the first time. A lot of times they would do intros of everybody. So I would jump in, they, go around, hi, I'm so and so, I'm project manager, what, whatever. Be like, hi, I'm Jordan, I'm a Pisces, I like long walks on the beach. My, I was like, oh, wait, sorry, this is the wrong meeting. Let me start over.
Oh, you go for the comedy, take the edge off. Yeah,
I
okay, this is
do.
great.
I
I'm
do.
seeking this kind of feedback. Okay. I
Yeah.
love it. So make a joke, take the edge off the nerves. Everybody else can laugh. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm noting that. I need more. If anybody listening to this could just like even just engage with me on social media to tell me fun facts of how to handle this horrifically debilitating question that gets asked, I would
Tell
be
me
very, very
something.
grateful.
So it's tell me something about yourself.
Yeah. That's like, here's what's a fun fact about you that nobody knows. And like my brain either goes to incredibly boring, like, oh, like I have two kids. Ugh. Or like too personal. It's like, oh, I've had two C-sections. Like there's no in between for me. I need a safe in between. So this is my call to arms for
I
anybody
know what you can
listening.
tell them.
What?
You do Sesame Street voices on demand.
Oh, that's so good.
Usually demanded by your kids.
Usually, yes. Oh, you even made a funny in that too. Oh,
Okay.
see, and then they know I have kids. Oh my
Ta-da.
God, Jordan, you can't see me, but I'm doing the bow down. I'm doing the bow down. Yes. Oh, it's the best. Thank you, Jordan. That is so good.
I am
Oh.
a full service consulting
You
individual.
are not paid enough, sir.
That's for
That.
damn sure.
All right, fire at me. Fire
Here we
at me
go.
these bullet questions. I'm ready.
All right. Favorite Muppet.
Grover.
Nice. Very nice. Favorite pizza topping.
Mushrooms.
Favorite Star Wars movie or TV show.
My husband's gonna divorce me. the one Andor.
Ooh, good
Yeah.
one. Good one. Giving equal time. Favorite Star Wars movie or TV show?
Wait, what was the wait, what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say I said Star Wars again?
Oh my God. I like literally had a heart attack there. Like, Is this one of those things like, you don't know the difference? You're not a real nerd. Like, there's another Star Wars? Oh, no.
Favorite Star Trek movie or TV?
Star Trek. Oh, got it. Ooh. I think for me, it's got to be Next Generation, but I couldn't tell you a specific episode.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Next Gen is cool. Favorite Marvel movie or TV show?
I loved She-Hulk recently. I really like that one. It's a controversial opinion, but that's my most recent one that I really
like. It is, and I agree with you. I liked it. There were things I liked. There were things I didn't like.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was fun. It was fun. It was well written, and it definitely fell off at the end. I'm in agreement.
It did. Although I did like the breaking through the Disney Plus menu.
That was hilarious.
Because if, She-Hulk historically breaks out of the comic book. So how do you do it on Disney Plus?
Right.
You have her swing from Shang-Chi. So
it was risky. And I love that they did that. So don't come for me, nerds. I hear you. Don't come for me.
And then again, to give equal time, favorite DC movie or TV show.
Oh my God, again, why are you asking me the ones that my husband will divorce me over? Because I get so confused with these two. I'm going to just say this. It's Batman, right? Okay.
And which one?
It's the original with Michael Keaton. It has to be. It has to be Michael Keaton for me, the one with the Joker. It has to be. Although Catwoman was also really good. Okay. It's got to be that for me.
Okay. Excellent.
I know.
Did you see the Oscars?
I didn't.
Did you see the clip where Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito came on stage?
Oh, shit, yes. Oh, pardon me. Yes.
That's okay.
Yes, I did. I saw the clip. I was like,
that was hilarious.
He still got it. Michael Keaton is still, he is it for me.
Yes.
He is the one.
He is awesome.
He's awesome.
All right. Rachel, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Jordan. This has been an absolute blast.
People can find me on Twitter. I still call it Twitter. I will always call it Twitter.
Elon As you Musk should.
Can go to wherever.
You know where he can go.
Yes. And I'm at JG_QA over there. I'm on Facebook lurking around jordan.gottlieb.5036. And I've recently joined Threads. And that's the same, because I guess Zuckerberg owns that too. It's the same ID, jordan.gottlieb.5036. I'm following Kat, so y'all hit me up. I'm there. Just got started like last week or this week or some week. Again, Rachel, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming to sit in the hot seat.
It is hot. It is so sweaty where I am right now, but this has been wonderful. So thank you, Jordan.
And we will kick this back to Tilly and Susan.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
Just the interview. It's over.
Okay. Don't forget, on Tuesdays, we have Tilly's Trans Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And then
that's mine.
That's right.
I mean, you're on the show too.
Well, yes.
My name's in the title.
It is.
And I write the stuff.
Okay. All right.
It's all me.
Okay.
It's not all me. I just said it's not all me.
Uh-huh.
It's partially all me.
You know, maybe you should unpack some of these feelings you're having about this.
No, I like them right where they are.
Oh, do you? Okay. Also, the writer's block comes out some Wednesdays.
And other Wednesdays not.
Yes.
They do it when they can.
Right. So it's kind of a...
keep your ears open. Check the podcast feed.
We're not going to overpromise. We're just saying check every so often.
Yeah.
You might find a new episode.
That's right.
All right. Coming out Wednesday, May 8th, The Kingery, Season 13, Hiatus Special Number 4. And as usual, we do not have a preview of the hiatus specials.
Right.
Because they are very small.
They're very short.
Coming out Wednesday, May 29th, Genesis Avalon Patriot, Episode 17.
Hang on, you two. Bit of a rough talking here. There we go.
A What? No way. Are we in the other world?
Aye.
But this isn't just any part of the other world. Bruv, you brought us to the Isle of Apples?
Oh, so you do study, bruv. Glad to know she wasn't just talking you up.
Aw, Misha. You were talking me up? I take back everything I said.
Oh, no, not Alicia. We don't spend time wagging our tongues about you, lad. Much more important things to discuss.
You are the worst best friend!
Why is this about me? You should be glad that you just got a compliment from Manon and McLear that I had nothing to do with. You shouldn't be annoyed that I didn't spend the limited, valuable time that I have to talk to him, telling him how cool you are.
La la la, the show is almost done. Yay!
Okay, that brings us to the close of another episode of TWIP.
Nifty.
I'm closing the door on it.
You can't have the noise for closing when we're not done.
But I'm closing the door on the episode.
Now you have to reopen it. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Accuracy. Because yes. This show is accurate.
And that's exactly what my sound effects were.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Be sure to stop by the website at pendantaudio.com. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/pendantaudio. We're on Tumblr at pendantaudio.tumblr.com. And you can find us on Twitter at pendantweb.
Yep. That all sounds right to me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to check, but sounds right.
Yeah. Okay. We will see you back here next month.
This is Susan Bridges.
And Tilly Bridges. Thanks for listening. Okay, so now I got to close the door?
Yes. I'm not making the noise again. So yeah, we're done.
You didn't make the noise in the first place.
I know. And I won't.
A little bit newsy and a whole lot nonsensey.
It's like 10% news, 90% nonsense.
That's us. That's our brand.
I mean, that is true. The theme to TWIP is Mr. Exposition by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 at creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.
At the end of the show.
The end of the show.
At 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 the end.
Of the show.
Ta-da! That's the show. The show is done.
That's the show. The show is over now.